copyrighted program created by Rio Grande.
Los Angeles Police calling all cars, attention all cars, broadcast 269 regarding a holdup. Be on the lookout for a man described as dark complexion, medium height, has black eyes. This man is wearing a ring with a blue stone. He may try to pawn the ring. That's all. Rose.
Rio Grande is just as proud of its great motor oil, Rio Lube, and tens of thousands of new motorists throughout the West tell us that this pride is just and well earned. Yes, we are so proud of Rio Lube that we don't want anything to happen to it on its way from the refinery to your crankcase. We insist that no dust or dirt finds its way into the pure 100% paraffin-based lube. Rio Lube is so expertly refined that engine heat cannot break down its great cylinder strength. It's so flexible that it flows smoothly and rapidly through every moving part of your motor, even in freezing weather. It must reach your crankcase with all the strength and purity we put into it, and without even the most remote possibility of dilution or substitution. For that reason, Rio Lube is sealed in airtight, dust-proof, tamper-proof cans. And Rio Grande signs its name on each container. Thus, you're not guessing. You know what you're getting. The finest quality motor oil sold in the West. And if it's time you have the oil changed, get Rio Lube tomorrow when you stop in for that tank full of Rio Grande Crack, the most highly recommended gasoline sold in the West, the gasoline of real police car performance. The story we have here tonight has been taken from the confidential files of the District Attorney of Los Angeles County. We have therefore asked Assistant Chief Deputy District Attorney Edwin Meyer to prepare a foreword to our program. Mr. Meyer.
Although the claim we are to dramatize tonight was not recently solved, it nevertheless proved the truth of the statement. Crime does not pay. We have heard many comments from listeners to this program asking why we always deal with stories that are more or less turned in the court. Therefore, we decided to dig into our records to see what we could find that would prove our point. Crime does not pay. We came across the story we are digging tonight. I think that it proves most conclusively that regardless of how clever a man may think he is, or how careful he is to cover his crime, he can never hope to profit by breaking the law.
It is a moonless night in the year 1853, and outside the low adobe house of William Wolfe, two shadowy figures are crouched in hushed conversation, the heavier of the two speak.
You are a fool, Sir Matthew. There will be no reason to kill anyone here, or Wolfe will not recognize either of them.
Mr. Sam would be fearful, Vincent. Dead men tell no tales.
You talk as though I, the great founder, Jordi Moreno, would have paid. I say, let them live. They are useful citizens of our pueblo. And besides, there is a beautiful daughter, why not?
Someday a woman will be detected.
And what of it? The gong. Enough to leave them. All is quiet inside. We will enter by the patio door. You know we'll open it.
It is the same procedure, not
certainly. Go.
Our work may have a gun.
What of that? He will not try to use it. He will be afraid of hitting some members of his own family. Open the door.
Okay.
I will go first. Remember, do not use your knife. If you've done your work for him, he will find them up in two women. The beautiful one of pearl and hair. Like the candy. Oh, over there, if you're looking at you about it. I will stand guard to keep the good lady awake. Be quick. Come on, the yellow knife.
Wow. of it.
Please, I will return it to you within a week.
But I don't understand.
I love you.
Oh.
I have loved you these many months now. I want something you have very much if you can resist for a short time.
You are extremely sweet.
I am a man. I have feelings. I can hate. I can love. Is it so wrong to be romantic?
But if you are who I think you are, kill people.
Why not? If I do not kill them, they would kill me.
But that is wrong. You are a murderer.
You are not afraid of me?
No. So far, you've given me no reason to be afraid.
Then give me the link, Anita. I would not want to see how reason to feel other than you do.
And if I refuse?
Then I will take it.
And if I refuse?
Then you'd have to seek to carry the meal.
You would kill me in cold blood.
Why not? Many a man seems to think he loves me.
Please go. Please go, then. I do not like you. I am afraid of you.
Gracias, Anita. I will keep my promise. And return to you on another night.
I hate you.
You hate me. And yet you do not even attempt to protect yourself with your bed cover?
Oh,
dear. You, Senorita. Oh. And, Senorita, do not try to warn your father or about the household after I leave. My friend Sanati is very nervous, and you might shoot someone.
Sanati? And who are you? What happened?
That I was Sanati? No, Senorita. I am the brains behind Sanati. Pleasant dreams, Senorita.
This is all but a ghost. She is talking to him. What does she say?
That's my son. He's none of your business. Come. We'll see what there is in the old man's room.
There they go. The girl will make it first.
I think not. Follow me.
You said this man has anything of value in his room. And his money he keeps in the bank.
How do you know he has nothing of value in his room?
No.
Hand it over, you lizard. I said hand it over or I will take it from you. Take it from your dead body, Bobby.
It's really
quiet and cool. What are you hiding? Hand it over.
Sanati and your friend. The Rangers have been looking for you, and today there was a reward posted for your apprehension.
A reward?
You're a dangerous man, Sanati.
Sanati? I am not Sanati. He is. You insult me, my friend.
Huh? But you seem to be the leader.
Yes, Bobby. Who knows? However, senor, I would not concern myself too much with such matters. You see, my little friend Sanati is very clever. He has men nearby who will come when they hear his whistle.
Now, you can't scare me. Quiet now. Don't wake Mother or the rest of the household.
Here comes the Nazi.
Adios, amigo.
Thanks to the beautiful Senorita, we were saving our hide out.
I still think it would have been a good idea to have killed the senor.
Pablo, bring some more wine.
Jesus,
you will give the horses fresh water.
But I just give
them. Give them fresh water, Jesus.
Jesus.
Now then, my friend, we will finish the discussion, senor, would have so rudely interrupted.
Put the gun down. I give it to you.
Hey, that is better, my friend. I am glad to see you so generous. But I warn you, if you ever try to trick me again, I will kill you. Now get off, Franco.
Yes, I'll go ahead.
A nice gold watch with the letter W on the bar.
Outside interest?
Yeah, my silver mines in Mexico.
Yeah, I have two children, mind. You know them.
Well, interesting.
Hello, Father. Good evening, Miss Miller.
When it's not, it's so lovely. You are more lovely than ever seen.
Thank you.
She's getting to be quite the young lady. You know, I expect I'll have to get her married off soon.
Oh, Father.
I will envy the man who wins her. Perhaps there's already someone.
No, not yet, Mr. Miller.
But your ring. You are not wearing your ring.
Haven't you heard
from me? Oh, Mr. Moreno has been out of town. You see, we were robbed 2 nights ago.
But this is yours.
Yes, he and a partner broke in around midnight and took my wife's pearl necklace, one has left his ring, and my wife.
Oh, no. All that is too fine. Something should be done about it. There's been too many such robberies of late.
Sure. Oh, I'd like to get my hands on
Mr. Standard. See, I understand that it's a reward for his apprehension, dead or alive.
Yes, $1,000.
$1,000? Oh, that is a lot of money.
Somebody will get it, and I, for one, will be only too glad to see him die.
Good evening, sir.
I'm a compliment you and your father, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you. And that's always a pleasure to have you present, Mr. Wilson.
We were discussing this speech tonight.
Mr.
Wilson, you should be strung up and roasted like a pig. The rangers will be powerless to catch you.
They will. And if they think there's been $1,000 reward offered for his capture, dead or alive.
I am in favor of the vigilante committee. Form a posse and go after
him. No. Then we'd be taking the law into our own hands. I say it's best to let the officers capture him.
$1,000 for Sonata. Dead or alive.
What did you say, Mr. Moreno?
Oh, nothing. I was thinking out loud.
Let's talk of something else. The talk is too serious.
Oh, may I have the pleasure of thanking you, Mr. Moreno?
Of course.
If you gentlemen will excuse me.
Certainly. There's an interesting man, that Moreno.
Yes, of course. Rather mysterious.
You know, there's something about him that seems remotely familiar. Never noticed it before, but he seems to remind me of someone. His voice and mannerisms, isn't it?
I can't agree with you there. He's distinctly individual.
But I can't seem to get rid of that feeling.
He's a very, very graceful dancer. Look at him pivot. And how gracefully one he follows him.
They'll make a good pair, can't they? Well, of course, he's much too old for her.
And I'm afraid a none too successful businessman.
Eh? Why do you say that? He always seems to have plenty of money. Why, he was just telling me a little while ago about some silver mines of his he had in Sonora.
Well, that might be so, but just the same, he comes in most people with a nice up and sells jewels.
Well, what of that? Even I have had to see good from you occasionally, Mr. Duke.
Yes, but you always say that's your property. He never does.
Huh? Well... That is right.
Yes, it is right. But I never tried to pry into my customers' private affairs. My business is selling and repairing jewelry, not town gossip.
Well, you naturally won't repeat what I just told you.
Why, of course not.
Oh, excuse me, Homer, but I see my wife beckoning to me.
And you know how wives are,
don't you? Well, that's
just my wife. Oh, it's pleasure, Mr. Wolf. It's pleasure. Thank you.
Design this
that's because you're a perfect dancer, Mr.
Miller. That's just a compliment, Juanita. You don't mind if I call you Juanita?
If you wish. That's my name.
I have been thinking of you quite a bit of late. I have even dreamed about you.
So?
Yes. You see, I am not a married man, and...
You'll have to speak to my father first, Mr. Miller.
Then you mean I have a chance, Juanita?
At least I'll think about it.
Oh.
That is, your father would have his consent. You see, I know you very slightly.
Oh, it would not take long to get better acquainted.
No, but I also am not sure that I might want your attention. I would rather father decide the question. If he agrees, then we might get better acquainted, not before.
Oh, very well. I will ask him tonight. No.
I'll be interested in what he says. You see, you are interesting, and I do like you, but...
Oh, but why?
Well, in the first place, you're older than I.
You got my age.
And so, you yourself have said that business is not very
good. Oh, think nothing about that. I do not like for everyone to know how much I make over from our store.
But I know nothing of your family.
But you will know me. Is that not enough?
I would rather not answer your questions. Shall we dance?
Of course. I will speak to your father later. Oh, by the way, Senorita, here is the last ring I found in the patio. Will you wear it for me?
Mr. Moreno, I thought you deserted me from my daughter.
Oh, not entirely, Miss Wood.
Will you have some more wine?
Mr. Wood, may I have a word with you in private?
About Juana?
Yes.
I don't think that'll be necessary, Mr. Moreno. You know, I wouldn't be entirely at ease if you were to court her.
But,
But why? I have my reasons.
Very well. Hey, no harm in asking you.
None. Would you have some more wine?
Another. I must be going.
Oh, not so well.
Very sorry. I've enjoyed your hospitality to the utmost.
Are you quite well? Good night, then, Mr. Moreno. Good night.
Leaving the party, Moreno and his gang succeeded in robbing the homes of several of the leading citizens while they were at the wolf. But in Moreno's mind, a thought was forming. $1,000 is a lot of money. In the mountain hideout, seated around the campfire, Bernardi and four others are listening to Moreno's plan.
I tell you, it will be easier. Now, you four will ride and join the others in Grass Valley. Donati and I will raid the warehouse and draw attention away from the men. Come, Bundy.
Yes,
yes. Now, get going. There's little time to wait.
Come on.
We better be on our way, too, Vince.
I think I'll stay here. It is you who will make the trip.
Alone?
Alone. Sure. By the way, there's $1,000 reward put for you. Dead or alive.
Hey, it was $8,000. Now it's $1,500.
$1,500 in American money.
See, I am worth something, no?
More dead than alive, no?
I see.
You know, my friend, I like you.
I like you too, Reggie.
I like you. I think I killed you.
And collect your $1,500 reward?
That's a good idea, though.
If there was a price on your head, Verdi, I would do the same for you.
You are a real friend. I like you.
Well, but Verdi, it's time to make that ride alone. I think I'd better go.
See you. It's time for you to go.
And you will wait here for me?
Thanks, Robbie. You know.
You're nice. Do you buy it today?
Yes. I picked it up at the woods. It's very fast. Very long. You would like it?
Yes. It's the kind I've always said I would like.
Very well, my friend. You may always.
Why are you doing this to me, Mike?
I don't know. Because I like you. I cannot bear to think of somebody else getting the reward for you.
Reward? $2,500
Do not exert yourself, my friend. I will give you the reward for your gun.
You.
What's the reward?
I want only your blood.
$1,500 nailed as a hero. They made an order to her, senorita, and her father changed their minds. Now, I will load you across my saddle and ride into town with you.
Verdi Moreno, you are a clever fellow. You are a great. Caramba. The fools, they are returning.
Go. You are not quite sure which of us was to go which way. We thought we had. Might have been here. Or not.
Why not?
He's dead, he's wild.
But he's alive. You murdered him.
Why, you insulting Pig, I will kill you, Verdi.
Kill Verdi.
Stand back, all of you. Back again.
Back. And now, my fine friend, if you are so good to return and try to discourage me from my plan, you four may have the privilege of riding to town with Bernardo.
First, you, Paolo.
No,
and you, Pedro.
And Carlo.
And last but not least, Jesus.
No,
no, no. Oh, you think you can offer a bullet, eh? Good, we will see. Run fast! Faster! Faster!
Caramba! I'm missing the first time. That is
fast. Oh, Bertie. You are very foolish, Jonathan.
Now you made him run so far. Now you have to drive him back all the farther.
Back Captain Pueblo goes finally. Captain Hope and two of his aides are discussing the recent robbery.
Seven Holmes entered just last night. I tell you, men, we've got to get this Donati or we'll be the laughing stock of Los Angeles.
Why not try and capture the ghost? You know what I think, Captain Hope?
What, Crowley?
Donati isn't working alone. He's got an accomplice on the inside. For instance, last night. Every one of the houses entered last night belonged to someone at the Wolf party.
By George Crowley, you're right. Someone who was at the party must have tipped Donati off.
I thought of that some time ago. In fact, I've been working on that theory.
Got anybody in mind?
Yes, Captain, I have. Have either of you ever given the traitor Moreno much thought?
Moreno? You mean that crazy, egotistical Mexican is the brains behind all these robberies and killings?
Well, he's the most logical. That is, if someone on the inside is tipping off.
But he's such a nice guy.
All the more reason why I suspect him. Why, he doesn't do enough business to stick in your hat. Yet he seems to have plenty of money.
Yes, sir, Captain Hope. I believe you're right. He was at the Wolf party last night and left early.
That's what I'm getting at. He has entree into all the homes and is able to... Well, I'll be a horned toad. Boy, look who's tying up in front.
Moreno.
Yeah, Verdi Moreno. With a cart full of dead men. He's coming in.
Ready to see, huh?
Yeah. Won't you sit down, Mr. Moreno?
Oh, that's the thing, yeah.
Now then, what happened?
Oh, it was nothing, Senor Capitano. I was at the Wolf party last night, you know.
I saw you there.
Sure? I did not see you. Oh, but that does not matter. I left early. I was tired. When I arrived home, I opened the front door. What do you think happened?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Then I tell you. I heard a slight movement behind me. Turn around quick and muttered the guilt. If you just cannot, they see I'm a gun.
Well,
yes. You like this story?
Tell me what happened.
Oh, well, I am not afraid. I asked him what he wants, and he say me.
You?
Please. He say he wants me. He wants to, what you call, kidnap.
Well, now, be jiggered. What did you say?
I tell him I'm a poor man, but he say he don't care. He makes me get on horse and ride. There's two others with him.
Where'd you ride to?
Oh, well, we ride, I don't pay much attention.
Well, but you must know what trail you took out of town.
See, I mean, I was blindfolded. I cannot see nothing.
Oh, well, go on.
You like this story?
Go on, go on.
We go to their camp. They untie me. Oh, I forgot to tell you. They tie me with strong rope, but now I am untied. So I lie down, pretend to sleep.
What do the rest of the men do?
The rest of the men? Oh, they lie down, too. There are four of them by now.
Donati and four others? Are they the ones you brought in the cart?
They are the ones. I killed them.
But how in the world did you kill
them? Oh, no, 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 no. It was not easy. I have a terrific struggle. I wait till I hear the noise. Then I crawl over and stab Donati.
Yeah?
He moaned like stuck digging with the others. They all jump at me. I kick at them and hit them with my face. They hit me. Donati made a rush at me and
I thought you said you knifed Donati.
Eh? Oh, that's right. You will have to excuse me, Senor Capitan. So much happened to speak, I'm more confused.
I understand. At any rate, you succeeded in killing all five and brought them in, huh?
That is it. $1,500.
Why, of course, Mr. Moreno. You earned it. I'll bring it over to your house this afternoon.
Oh, that is very
nice. Oh, there's just one other point. Granted, you didn't know how you got there or where the camp was. How did you get back to town? How did you know which way to go?
Well, it was easy, Senor Capitan. This morning was light. I have no trouble at all.
Oh. Well, Mr. Moreno, you've done a most heroic thing, and I shall see that you're properly rewarded and acclaimed for your daring deed of bravery.
Gracias. $1,500.
I said I'd bring it over to your house this afternoon.
Gracias, Senor Capitan. Gracias.
Although Captain Hope was not quite satisfied with Moreno's story, he could prove nothing to the contrary, and true to his word, he delivered the reward he promised. The next 3 days were like a dream to Moreno. He was wined and dined and acclaimed by all the residents as a hero, and each succeeding day found him bolder.
Good afternoon, Mr. Moreno.
Well, it's hardly a thing I do.
What can I do for
you? I am temporarily out of funds.
What?
The $1,500 I sent to my mother in Naples.
Your mother? I never heard you speak of your mother.
No? Oh, that's funny. Maybe I never speak about it before. Here's that.
Oh, it doesn't matter. What did you wish to raise money on?
I wish to sell this watch.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah. see it.
You are a very funny man. You are looking at it upside down. Turn it this way. Look, it makes M.
Huh?
M, see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How much do you want?
$25.
$25? That's a lot of money for a watch.
Oh, but this one, senor, this is solid gold. Examine.
Well, I already have. Couldn't you get along on $20?
Senor, $25. This is such a small amount for a man like you. You buy it for $25.
Well, all right, $25.
Yeah. I like you, senor.
You'll have to excuse me for a minute. I don't have that much money in the pool. Wait here and I'll get it for you.
Yeah, senor Duke, I wait. My horse is outside. I wait with you.
But Charles Duke did not go after more money. Instead, he ran straight to the ranger station, and summoning Captain Hope, returned to the store accompanied by Hope, Stanton, and Crowder. Stealthily, the four men approached the front door.
Well, there's the horse. He must still be inside.
Yeah, he's inside, all right. Holding off the reins. Yeah.
What do they do, rush him?
Not as well. You stay back, Mr. Duke.
Yeah, it might be some freedom. Come on, boys.
Well, 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 Mr. Moreno, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, Daniel, stop it on hold. But what do you want?
I've come to arrest you, Moreno. Pick him up.
Please, I pick you.
Grab him, boys, grab him. Well, George, he was a tough customer. All right, boys, carry him over to jail. Looks like our super bandit, Ferdy Moreno, won't be causing Los Angeles any trouble for a long, long time.
In just a moment, Mr. Myers will conclude our program. Meanwhile, remember, it's easy enough to do the job when the weather is balmy and fair, but the oil worthwhile is the one that can smile when there's more than frost in the air. I mean Rio Lube, which gives you full motor protection even in zero weather. And that goes for Rio Grande Tracks, too, the gasoline of police car performance. And now, Mr. Myers.
Moreno was tried and found guilty of robbery and murder. He was sentenced to life imprisonment. Thanks to the keen wits of Charles Duke, this story shows that gangsters were no more successful in early California than they are today. Then as now, they learned that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Myers. Los Angeles Police calling all cars, attention all cars, cancellation broadcast 269 regarding a holdup. Suspect in this case captured attempting to pawn loot. That's all. Rolls and clear. Narrator Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for Rio Grande. Next week at this time, Rio Grande will present The Case of the Baker's Bride. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Thank you.